This is Adam and Mandy. Hi, Adam. How are you?
I'm good. Mandy isn't here. She's good. Back in L.A.
I only like Adam anyway. Adam, sit there then so you'll be able to see everything. How do you like that? You leave those. Adam is with America's Got Talent. What exactly do you do at America's Got Talent?
I'm one of the producers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good enough for me.
Yeah.
Adam, I've seen video clips of Adam before. You may have seen him as well on and montages on the show and stuff. Now, what do you got? Why Orlando? How do they go and pick the cities? They did Tampa when Howard was with the show. They were over here and they did an audition at the Mahaffey Theater. What do you try to change it up all the time or what?
Yeah, so last year we were here in Tampa and the auditions were massive. It was like a massive turnout, right? So we figured, you know, Florida's given us all this talent. Let's go to a different part of the
state. This state's loaded with douchebags. There's the most ridiculous. The worst news stories are always coming out of this state. We know that. We're not trying to hide from that. You were like, clearly we have to go back to Florida.
Clearly there are some stories here.
Yeah,
And we love to find talented people with stories and you know, those weird talents even. I mean, we are a show where, you know, it's not just singers.
Yeah.
You know, we're not like the other shows on TV. So we want to find that stuff that Americans want to see and love to see and that undiscovered crazy talent that people talk about the next
day. I don't want to see any more singers. There's too many singer shows. And even though Simon's back and he's the king of ruining the lives of singers, I want to see less singers and more actual. Like, I've seen, like, do you remember the guy who played the really giant instruments?
Yes.
That was amazing. I never saw anything like that before. And even those crazy shadow people that wear the neon stuff, and then there was a guy who made the sand things with his hand while he told a story. That's the kind of stuff that I like to see.
So
that's
you like creative arts. You like the dancing. You like
you know me.
The aerialist. You look like an aerialist.
I'm an aerialist kind of guy.
His number one thing is kids dancing. He loves that. Loves kids dancing.
Being executed on stage. That's what I'd like to see.
No, I mean, so we're going to Orlando because we think there's still some talent here that we haven't discovered. So we'll be there February 19th at the Orlando Convention Center, which is just in a couple of weeks, and if you're interested in just making the trek over there, it's worth the $1 million to try out, right?
Sure. Yes, and it's worth the fame.
Absolutely, and to be in front of Simon Cowell, his return to TV, and Mel B, and Howie Mandel, and Heidi Klum. You know,
I like them all. I think this show. I like the show. I like what Simon's going to bring to it. I'm a big Howard fan, but watching Simon really crushed these people's dreams is what these reality shows are all about. I want people to cry, and I want him to be honest with these people and tell them they are losers and they need to go home and stop trying to be famous. That's what the draw is.
Hold on. Do you actually think he's going to be mean this season? Because he's a daddy.
Absolutely. Doesn't matter. I'm a father, too.
Is he soft now?
No. He is a man who is purely filled with hatred, and I think that he will be wonderful. Okay, so what have been some of like the cool things that you've seen that hasn't made it? Like, what do you think? Give us the inside track. I mean, what are we looking for? What's the kind of thing that you're gonna be like, that'll get you on?
Yeah, so I mean, I think it's honestly, and it's just the stuff that we've never seen before.
Right.
I mean, each season, the bar is raised by talent. You know, Matt Franco, an amazing close-up magician, now has his own show in Vegas at the Link Hotel.
And that guy is amazing.
Yeah, and so last season, after Matt Franco and his magic skills, we had Piff the Magic Dragon.
Who is fantastic.
A fantastic talent, a fantastic find for us. You know, he's a guy, if you didn't watch, I really encourage you to go to YouTube or, you know, nbc.com/AGT and watch his videos. But he dressed up in a dragon outfit.
Has a little dog, ate his sandwiches on stage.
Exactly.
That's what you want to see.
Yeah.
Something different.
And you immediately got connected with Piff the Magic Dragon, too. And now he's performing at Bonnaroo over the summer. He's got his own show at the Flamingo in
Not
Vegas.
Immediately, though. Because when he walked out, I went, oh, Jesus Christ. He got in a dragon suit. And then he won me over, though. He did win me over because he was funny and he did good tricks and all that But when he first walked out, I go, why do they put these people on?
Right. You got to give them a chance.
Yeah,
you got to let them develop as they're
That's
out
why
there.
I'm not a judge.
Right. So honestly, it's just the stuff that you cannot see on any other television show. The stuff that makes you go to work the next day and say, oh my God, did you see this last night?
Right. Which is exactly what the show should be all about. That's
but it can also
see.
Be something as simple as, you know, if you can do weird things with your fingers or if there's just a funny talent that you have, we want to see that as
well. Right. And you probably know if you can do funny things with your fingers, you're not going to win. But it's still worth going out there and having fun and getting on TV. And it may not be worth waiting in line, but we're going to give you front of the line passes today.
Right.
Yeah. And let me tell you, we know that people who audition for these shows go out there and they're like, oh, I don't want to do it because I have to wait all day. We try to make it as convenient as possible for you. And if you show up to the open call in Orlando, we are filming for the show. So if you're wanting to get on TV and you're wanting to promote your act or get your face out there a little bit more, that is where it starts, in front of the television cameras. It can't start at home. It can't start in your car. You got to show up to where we are.
And now, is there any like do's and don'ts? Like, don't show up with no shirt on. Or I'm sure there's always like that one idiot in the crowd where they're like, okay, idiot, we tell everybody in every city, don't be this guy.
You know, I think the don't is don't show up with a bad attitude.
Yeah. Don't be a dick. Nobody likes a dick. Seriously, you're all working out there that day. Nobody wants a guy who had a bad attitude, no matter how talented you are.
Yeah, I mean, everyone out there is coming out there with a dream, so don't be mean to other people. They're taking a chance just like you are.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're mean to the crew members, we're probably not going to be as nice don't
be
to
mean,
you.
Don't be mean to the crew members. You can be mean to the other contestants, like if it's part of your strategy.
I don't know if you should, though,
you
because
should.
Someone in that room could be a $1 million winner next year, so you want to be nice to them.
That's true. I have watched a show I've been out to. I went to the finale. 1 year with the Stupid Dogs one.
Oh, the Elote Dogs.
Yeah.
Season 7,
I sat next to... Where are they from? Columbia? Bogota? I don't know where they're from.
I don't know.
Whatever. I sat next to their whole family, and they were waving the flag, throwing them out the balcony. It was the year that Tom Cotter should have won, is what I call it. But still, it was a good time. Green Day was there. They performed live. So, all right.
And this year, we're moving away from Radio City Music Hall, and we are broadcasting our live shows from where the Oscars are held. You know, the biggest stage in L.A. at the Dolby Theater. And, you know, this show gets 12 million viewers a week, so it's like, it's not one of the shows that are failing. Like, we're doing extremely well.
Do you have to wrangle these people when you... So, you move on to L.A., but even in L.A., you let some people through that really are never going to win. So do you have like bus A is the talented people, bus B is the joke people?
No, there's no groups. I mean, we put through what we think America is going to be entertained by, and obviously we're a television show. But once we get to those live shows, it's up to America to pick the winner.
All right, we want to introduce you to a couple of people today we think have talent.
Oh, okay.
Now there's a balloon guy here. And the balloon guy, he's not here right now. He's
out in the hallway. I keep looking over my shoulder.
No, we're not going to attack you. Don't worry about it. There's a balloon guy here, and he could climb into the balloon. But you've seen that already, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody cares about that.
No, I'll see it again. Maybe he does something different.
Right. They've seen singers before. Never know.
All right. Well, let's bring the balloon guy in. Go get the balloon guy.
Balloon guy first?
Yeah, this seems dumb to me.
Well, you know, Howie Mandel used to take stuff over his head and blow him up. So I mean,
the glove and all that. Yeah. I don't know. I just don't think that this is a big deal. But the guy does talented stuff. I mean, he makes like balloon dresses for people. That's
You're giving me a bit of Simon attitude right now. You already don't like him.
No. I'm a realist.
You are already not liking
this
guy.
I don't want to ruin your show. I want you to go. I'm with you. I want it to be things people have never seen. I want it to be.
We also don't want to be the show that gave the EGT a balloon guy.
Right.
You know what I mean?
What did you present to the balloon guy? So let's bring him in and see. Perhaps he's got talent I'm unaware of. You know, he could put the balloon up his nose and blow it out his ass or something. I don't know what he could do.
that would be talent.
Not sure
that could go on NBC.
You'd be surprised. Remember the guy who was getting kicked in the nuts all the time? You didn't think he would make it, and they put him through.
Yeah.
That was great.
Nick Cannon just like hauled off and kicked him several times in a row.
Is Nick Cannon still hosting the show?
Yes, he's still the host
Even
of the
after
show.
His crazy rant the other day on the YouTube. Whatever, don't worry about that. Go, where is the balloon guy? Is he trapped in the balloon right now? What's taking so long?
A long time.
They bringing him in from Balloonville?
I think Spanish forgot something.
Jesus Christ. What did he forget?
I don't know. They came and they walked and now they're coming back.
I just tweeted. I was scared of coming in here because I've been listening to you all morning. I've been laughing. You guys are hilarious, by the way.
Thank you.
Love you guys.
Don't lie. You really think that? Or
yeah, I do. Okay, I do. You could also kick my ass because
I'm
like two times
so
my
gentle.
Size.
Three, four times
okay,
your
seven.
Size. Yeah.
Seven or eight. Yeah.
Oh, not Jake. Kick him out. No, go ahead.
No, but I'm scared of this guy, Avocado.
Yeah, don't be scared.
Don't be scared.
This is going to be your Susan Boyle moment with Avocado. I'm telling you.
All right.
Now, this is our balloon guy. This is Mark Byrne.
Dressed like Odd Job.
Yeah. But we know Mark's got talent. We've seen him before. How are you doing, buddy?
Oh, great, man. Nice to see you guys.
All right. So what would you do for America's Got Talent if you're on? Adam works there. He's got connections.
Hi, Adam. How you doing?
You can impress Adam. I think it's going to be, I'm just telling you right now, I just think it's going to be something that they've already seen, because you've seen the guy climb in the balloon before.
Well, the climbing balloon is one of the things that I do.
Okay, good. That's what I like. More things. Okay.
My company is winkingderby.com, and I'm a producer, director, and performer of magical events.
Right. Now, what do you hear when you hear that? I hear failed at everything.
No!
Because he wouldn't be here today if he was successful.
I'm just interested to see what you're going to do with these balloons in this basket.
First thing I brought is a present for Mike.
Oh, okay. Good. That's what I like. Oh, it's me as a balloon me.
It's a balloon you.
Oh, like
that's
it.
Fantastic.
That is very good.
There you go.
All right. So far, I'd put you through. Go ahead. Thank you. I will let my kids beat that up. Go ahead.
So do you do kids parties?
I do a lot of corporate events also. I do kids parties. I also have a stage show that I'm working on that is based on the artwork of Rene Magritte using balloons and magic as a metaphor for surrealism.
Oh, that is deep.
Brother.
I know.
Balloon guy's deep.
I really want to see what you can do with these balloons as your talent. So what if I gave you like up to 90 seconds? What could you do?
Well, I'll give you a 90-second piece. How's that?
Right. Now I'm excited.
There you go. Okay. So let's see.
You look like Wimpy from Popeye.
Leave him alone. You're distracting.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I'll pay you for a hamburger on Monday.
Okay. 90 seconds and go. It's
and
Tuesday.
Go. Okay.
All right.
Usually there's music playing during this, but.
So you're pulling a balloon down. He's about to blow it up, I guess. Yeah.
Balloon on his forehead. Looking for scissors. Fake scissors.
Okay.
Blowing the balloon. Can't blow it. Doesn't have any air. It's a good thing we got video on this show. Made a little hole.
Here, oh. You want me to make this better?
Oh. Yeah. There you go.
Whoa.
There you go.
All right.
He's
removing the air from the balloon and putting it in another hand.
Oh, now it's in his mouth.
That is impressive.
Okay. A little bit of magic in this balloon act.
Right?
Oh, it's still in his mouth again. All right. Oh, there's another one. This is crazy. You must be great at oral, sir.
Oh.
All right, now he's got a big long balloon.
Okay.
Balancing it on his hand. It doesn't seem like it would be hard. There's no weight to it. Oh, now he's balancing on his nose.
Like a seal.
That's impressive, sir. Thank you. All right, now he's going to...
Now it's a cane.
Oh, it was a cane. It fell. He almost fell. All right, now it's a belt. Oh, now it went through him. Oh, my word.
What?
You are...
Now he took one long balloon and made it into two.
Yes. This 90 seconds has got to be up.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's wrap it up with this
big
one.
Finish.
Let's see what you do. Oh, you made a hoop. Put your head in it and throw a longer balloon over the ceiling and then jump. Can you make a balloon noose, sir? All right. We got a green one and a yellow one.
Okay.
Spinning. This is great for radio. All right. You better get to something quick. If I had a buzzer, I'd have X'd you by now. Oh, look, now he's fast doing it. I got to admit, that's some talent right there. I couldn't do this for not. I'd be popping balloons left and right. How do you know it's a flower? Oh,
hey!
It's a flower. Mark the balloon guy.
And then he'd go and give that to Heidi Klum.
All right. There you go.
That's actually for Carmen.
Oh, how adorable.
Well, cool. Thanks for showing us your talent.
Listen, what's that?
I also brought something else for Carmen.
What, you got a big black balloon in there? Oh, is that the balloon dress?
It's a balloon dress for Carmen.
Oh, Carmen, will you put it on?
Take your pants off.
I'll tell you what. Carmen, will you do me a favor? Take it in the other room and have our other supermodel model it? Yes, there you go. Now we're talking.
That's the skirt.
All right.
And,
there's more.
That's the top.
Yeah.
There you go.
Put it on the other model and have her come in with it on.
Got it.
A little bit sexier than you. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you very much, Mike. I appreciate the time and effort.
I appreciate you. Don't leave. Take your balloon basket and go back out in the lounge.
Fantastic.
Thank you. In all seriousness, if I had a party and I had people there or a corporate event, that would be very fun.
He's
very talented at that, balloon making.
Right.
Let's wait till he gets out to talk bad about it.
No, for those just listening too, you know, if you have a talent, if you think you're better than blowing up balloons and all that stuff, you can submit an online audition, agtauditions.com.
Now, do you guys really take those into consideration, or are you just Like, you got somebody to sit there and watch all the online ones and see who's good.
We have producers dedicated to watching these videos when they come in.
Okay.
You know, we host online auditions like weekly on this site called YouNow. We get like, you know, 80,000 viewers and stuff like that, right? But, and then we get overwhelmed with uploads after that. But we watch every single video that is submitted because you never know when you're going to pass up a Susan Boyle or if the next person that submits a video is a Jennifer Hudson or Carrie Underwood or Matt Franco.
Okay. All right, good. So if you want to do it, you can't get out there to Orlando on February 19th, the Orange County Convention Center. You could do it online at YouNow or what was the other place?
AGTauditions.com.
All right. Now, are you ready to meet Avocado?
I am so ready to meet Avocado.
I don't even want to give you Avocado's background. No. I want Avocado to tell you when he comes in. Because he's not mentally challenged. I'm going to tell you that. We're not mocking him for a disability. He is just a weirdo. Go get Avocado and bring him in.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah, this is going to be great. I'm going to tell you right now that he surprises. We knew he could play, but he played on stage with our band one night and blew us away. And this is the perfect kind of story that you'd want to see on the show.
Does he blow you away because you laugh at him?
No.
Well, that's why I want you to see him.
All right.
Put it. I'm going to tell you right now. Our band did the Van Halen song Panama, and Avocado came up there and played guitar on it, and we expected to laugh at him, and we were like, he should probably be in the band. We will let you see this. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, he's a goddamn mess. He's a mess. Usually he comes in here wearing a miner's helmet with a light on it because I think he's got some vision problems. But wait till you see him come in here. We'll talk. This is taking so long because he's a slow mover.
I can tell.
Lives with his mother. Calls us every day. He's feeding the ducks out of
his
backyard.
Oh, he's got the miner's helmet on.
All right, good. Got the miner. There you go. That's a guy I know and love.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Look at me. 100% real. This
look
is no.
Look at those legs.
Avocado, get on the microphone first. I want to talk to you before we do anything, okay? Yeah, don't breathe on anybody.
Beautiful. Got the Zika virus.
Lord. He hit the... I don't know how I'm not periscoping this. Hold on. I got to periscope this.
What's up, Avocado?
How you doing?
Get on the mic, Avo, if you can see it.
Yes, sir. Hey, good morning.
Hi, pal.
How old are you, Avocado?
Oh, I'm not counting.
He's 50-something years old, right?
I'm in the 40s.
In your 40s. And where are you from?
I'm originally from, let's see, Jersey.
Jersey.
I was born in Hoboken, where Frank, what's his name? Frank Sinatra was
what's
born.
His
We're
name?
Familiar with him,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and I've been in Florida since like 1978.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I don't know, I had a little tragedy like 4 years ago.
Now explain what happened, because I don't even think we really know that story.
What do you want me to do?
Explain the tragedy.
I had like a seizure like 4 years ago. And I was like, I went in a coma, and for like 15 days.
Right.
And then I was like, and they were almost cut. I had a breathing tube, and first of all, I went 3 minutes without oxygen.
Right.
And then I had a breathing tube, and then they wanted to cut my throat.
Oh, I wish they would have just cut your throat.
No, not yet. And we're not doing that yet.
Okay.
So I survived the 15 days, and then like a 30-day rehab, learning to walk and stuff. And then, basically, I had to relearn the guitar, and I don't know. I knew how to play, but I wasn't as good as I am now.
That's Carmen just helping you out.
Thank you, Spanish.
Spanish. Thanks, Spanish.
Okay.
So right now, the after effects of the coma are your sight's not that great, right? Obviously, by your miner's helmet, which is blinding me as we speak.
Well, I don't know whether the blindness came from genetics from my dad. It's called retinitis pigmentosa.
Oh.
And that is, I mean, usually it happens to middle-aged.
This is the most serious we've ever taken you.
People.
We didn't know any of this information.
Well, excuse me?
Nothing. Okay. All right. Now, are you ready to audition for America's Got Talent?
I will do my best.
Instead of Susan Boyle, Galvin called him the human Boyle.
Yeah. Now, are you going to wear the glove while you play guitar now?
I think so. I'm going to try it
out. Is that your new gimmick?
Try it out.
All right.
That's a terrible idea to try
I'm very, out. I'm very
Don't
excited.
Play yet.
I'm very excited to hear you, Avocado.
Now, I know Adam is still, he's still worried that you're going to be terrible and this is going to be a horrible joke, but ladies and gentlemen.
I'll pull it out.
I'm giving you the intro.
If I have to.
No, do whatever you're comfortable with. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, auditioning for Adam Davis of America's Got Talent in the studio. This is the rock star known in the Tampa Bay area. as Avocado Rocker. Here we go. Yeah, get the glove off. You're ruining it with the glove.
Can I adjust the sound, please?
Has to adjust the sound. I already had a break to do it.
Good. Yeah, I gotta be honest with you. You're a little off today.
Yeah.
You're a little off today.
My sound.
Adjust your sound. Adjust your sound. Go ahead.
You are such a Simon.
He, me?
Yeah.
But we. No. But this is the problem. Every time he comes in, he complains about the sound. So we had him come in earlier. He set the sound. Everything was good. Of course it's different whenever he starts
right.
playing.
And I gotta be honest with you. He's
the
an
sound
a.
is terrible.
Help him out with it. I don't think he can see anything. He is an A-plus player, and he's playing at a B-minus level today. Adjust your sound.
Look, I think Avocado is great for his Hold story, on. For his story, for his talent.
For his jean shorts and his pale white legs?
Yeah, well, I don't think they're so pale.
Oh, are they gross? I can't see them from here.
No, they're not that gross. They're lacking a little bit of hair, but you
right.
know, yeah.
So, but
they're smooth in the back.
Go rub them. I double dog dare you.
Hell no.
This is... Now, Avocado, let me ask you a question. I think you'd be more exciting to the people if you can also sing. Do you possess any singing ability?
Last time, Seek and Destroy. I don't know. I mean, if I get into it, sometimes.
You want to try? Why don't I let you do one more shot since you blew it on the last one, I think.
I know.
Do you
know
any Adele?
Hello?
Any what?
Any Adele?
Adele? No.
Okay.
listen to me. Hey! I'm going to give you one more shot, and I'm only going to give you like 60 seconds. Okay? This is your last chance to wow the America's Got Talent people. Feel free to sing, jam out. Don't screw this one up. You've been waiting for this your whole life. Feeding the ducks, living with your mother, being in a coma. Ladies and gentlemen, last chance. If you're going to sing, sing. Avocado Rocker.
Oh, he's feeling it now.
I'm much better.
He's feeling it now.
All right, take it home. Take it home. All right, enough. Good. Good. There you go, Avocado. All right, that's good. Enough!
He's got that John Mayer face when he plays.
It's what I imagine John Mayer's ass looks like when he plays. Avocado, much better than second round.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Better than third round.
Say thank you to Adam for watching you.
Thank you, Adam.
Avocado, thank you for taking the time this morning, coming out and showing us your talent. We really do appreciate it.
Should he come out to Orlando in on the 19th and audition?
You know what? I think Avocado should get a front of line pass.
Oh, Avocado.
Nice!
We'll have somebody take you. And we'll bring you to the front of the line and you audition.
Yeah, since Mike was so mean to you, you couldn't hear him over your amazing guitar playing. He's going to send you up there.
You have no idea what mean is. If you think that, you're about to see mean here in a second. All right, bring him. Get out now.
All right, no.
What?
I get better each week.
Oh, okay.
All right, stop yeah,
get
selling.
Out now.
Good.
Get out, I say. Leave, you. He is an amazing guitar player. You'd never expect that from him.
No, that's the greatest thing. I mean, I think that's a really, really good example, though. Like,
right.
Like, of what these shows do. And in case in point, Susan Boyle, she walks out on stage.
Right.
And
Simon laughs at her.
Yeah, and then she sings beautifully. Yeah. You know, Avocado walks in. You guys are making fun of him a little bit. Get his story.
Doesn't have a sound playing right. Yeah.
And then you start thinking, wow, he was in a coma, and maybe he was never going to be able to play again or even talk again, and he did that. That's
right.
Really great.
Maybe Simon will look at him and do like he did with the boy band, One Direction. He'll find five other old men to put together and make an old man band instead.
Yeah, yeah.
Can we bring in the model with the balloon dress now? You saw the balloon dress that balloon guy made?
Yes.
We'll bring in the supermodel. And
what are her talents with the balloons? I wonder what they are.
That's just modeling. I don't know if Heidi's going to feel a little bit insecure, and there's another beauty there. I have a talent that I can help out with this. We'll bring the model in, and then we'll show you what we have going on. If you're just joining the show, this gentleman is Adam. He is Adam Davis from America's Got Talent. They're here to tell you that on Friday, February 19th at the Orange County Convention Center in Orlando, you can go audition for America's Got Talent like they have done years in past here in Florida. And we know the wackos live here, but we also know there's a bunch of talented people here. A lot of American Idol singers have come from the Tampa Bay area. There we go. That is Medicine Man. And Medicine Man is wearing...
Too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt.
No, keep going. Keep going.
I'm the catwalk right now.
Yeah.
Catwalk right now.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I had to
you.
Throw that in, man. I heard that song a few times on the radio.
It's a good one, right?
Yeah.
This is Medicine Man. How old are you now? 60 what?
64. And I know what my cow is going to do with me. I'm going to be a human target again.
A human what?
A human target.
Why would I do that? Because you're wearing a balloon outfit?
I'm wearing balloons. You're going to shoot the boobs off of me.
All right. Good idea. Let's
yeah.
I need
we weren't planning that, but since you thought of that.
Oh, wow.
Adam, do you think I could hit the target?
I think, yeah.
Nobody needs something on my face.
Oh, I don't know. No, your face is fine. I'll never hit your face.
Is this dangerous? Is this dangerous?
All right, so this, pick your elbows up. Cover your face and pick your elbows up because I want to hit your
garbage can.
I want to hit the green ones. Do we have the garbage can to put over his head?
Yeah.
Oh, this is how it should be every time he comes in here.
I know. I don't get shot in the face.
No, you won't.
Yeah.
This is good.
You don't want to mess up that pretty face.
When the lottery was $1 billion, we wrote all the lotto numbers on Medicine Man's back, and then we shot darts at him randomly, and we picked the numbers, and we got two numbers out of it. All right, Medicine Man, take the target hat off first.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. Put that over. All right, here we go. You ready?
Oh, no.
You ready? Hold on, I'll hit the can first.
I'm getting out of the way because these are real darts.
Yeah.
Of course they're real. And don't even worry about it. I'm like Robin Hood with this.
Okay.
You're in no danger.
Oh my God.
You're in no danger.
Yeah.
Pick your spot, Adam. Where do you want it?
Green.
Pick a color and I'll hit the color.
I want the third blue.
Well, I'd be a little specific.
Okay, all right. I want the left boob.
Okay.
Yeah, the left one.
Hey!
Oh my God!
Oh, yeah, you all right? Anything else? Yeah. Is that one in there?
Oh, that one's in there.
Stuck. Wait, yeah. It's stuck in his yeah. chest.
I can hit the green part though. I can hit the green.
You can hit. Oh my God!
Oh, I'm gonna get it.
I think that one went through the nipple.
That actually is in his heart.
How you doing, Medicine Man? You all right over
See,
there?
See, this is when Mel B and Heidi would be watching through their fingers.
Right, but America falls in love with me, a modern-day chubby Robin Hood. I can hit the hair off of a gnat. Watch. You ready?
Oh my God.
Oh. Okay, sorry. I
just hit my buzzer on you that time.
Stop.
Yeah.
All right, how about this? There you go.
Oh,
right in the ding ding.
My.
Call a spot, Adam. Call
God.
A spot.
I want the right nipple now. The all green right. the green balloon.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh my God.
Almost. It's awesome, right?
No.
All right, let's do one more.
So you guys are a duo now. You both have to come audition.
That's fine. I'm not waiting in line, I'll tell you that. All right, Medicine Man, your last one. You call it.
I don't enjoy this.
Yes, you do.
No,
you
I do.
Love this.
I
You
I,
love this.
I like this like I watch pimples being popped on the internet.
Oh, it's funny you say that because we're... All right, Medicine Man, last one. What do you want it?
My target fell off.
Oh, don't worry about it. Don't worry about the target.
Okay.
Where is it? You okay?
I'm okay, but please do not hit me in the weenie.
I will not hit you in the weenie.
I got another one. You want
all right. Can you put it over the garbage can?
Oh,
Strap it over the garbage can.
His legs are shaking. Yes. I know this is radio.
Excitement.
He is shaking.
Excitement for America's Got Talent.
To be here.
We are not affiliated with this, but are you okay?
I'm okay.
See?
Oh,
all right, you ready?
I don't believe you, sir.
Mark gave us a balloon target.
Bullseye. Let's go.
Oh, it's the only time anybody's ever called him sir.
Oh.
All right, but you got to pick your head up a little bit. Pick your head. Put your head back.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Right there, like that. Yeah!
Woo!
Bullseye!
Woo! All right.
You were so good at blowing.
Well, hey, yeah. I've been told. I don't know if you want to do this.
Yeah.
But the most fun part, pulling them out. You want to pull them out?
I kind of do.
Oh, wow.
Adam. Yeah.
And this is a real nipple stippler.
Pull like you're starting a chainsaw. Don't be slow with it. Just yank them. You can do it.
Can I do it slowly?
No. Oh.
Quickly.
Yeah. Oh, there's more. Get the black one. Get the black one.
My camera guy, Anthony, wants to do it, too.
Yeah, Anthony, do it, Anthony. Oh, Anthony. With Mr. Rogers' sweater.
Oh! It's burning like a bottle of ketchup.
Oh,
is this not the most fun ever?
Did he just say it's burning like a bottle of ketchup?
I don't even know what that means.
I don't know.
All right.
I said it's burning like a bottle of ketchup.
My mother is listening because she lives.
We have that too. I forgot about that.
What the hell?
Just say that.
No radio show
has
that
from?
Right underneath. Look on there. You can see it.
My mother is like, my son is so gay right now.
Look under the thing. You can see all the horns.
I don't want to see them. Because then you're going to... All
right. What happened?
That was in deep.
Yeah?
That was in the bone. That was in the bone.
The other one in my pants area.
Can you see the horns from over there?
Isn't this my
Do you want to get a
bone by
shot
that
of it
much?
On the, you want to get a shot on the camera?
What?
Do you want to get a shot of the horns? Because they got the big giant horns underneath. That's
yeah.
There you go. Nothing. Listen to me. You're a guest on the show. You're safe.
AGT will never be back in Florida again.
Oh, my God. You have me shaking.
I want you to leave here today and go back and tell them that you've been on the greatest show ever.
We have had a blast.
We have had a blast.
This is by far
here.
The best radio show that we have visited in America.
Thank you. And you should stop right there. Don't say today or this week. Don't.
No, I wasn't continuing.
Okay, all right.
I wasn't continuing.
Yeah. Hey, Rob, you want to do some comedy?
I can't as he goes for the
Rob's
microphone.
Trying to do stand-up. He's been doing open mics and stuff.
Yeah, just not radio friendly.
I know. You can't drop your D jokes.
Family friendly.
I gotcha. Adam, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well.
This has been fun. Anytime we could shoot Medicine Man. No, you're...
You have no idea how
What are you afraid of? I'm not going to hurt you.
I'm afraid of everything in this room.
Listen to me. I'll hit the horn again, but you'll know it's coming so you can see what it's really like.
Okay, all right. It's still going
to
scare me.
I used to have a button, but everybody got used to seeing my hand go for the button, so now we got a foot pedal.
Uh-huh.
Ready?
Okay,
ready?
Yeah, sure.
Isn't that brutal?
Oh, God.
That is fantastic.
Thank you so much. And for those of you guys listening out there, you're laughing right now. We are looking for that serious and the fun talent. Anything that you have, it's any age. It's any time. You can be from 9 years old to 90 years old. There is no limits. There are no rules. Bring it, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Orlando, February 19th, Orange County Convention Center. We're there. If you can't make it, agtauditions.com. Submit a video. We're everywhere.
Anything you have to do beforehand or just show up that day?
You know, you can pre-register. We honestly ask that you guys pre-register so we can expect like what kind of turnout.
Right.
And also it saves you a little bit of time in line, and you can choose your arrival time. So you can say, I want to show up at 11 a.m. And guess what? You can show up at 11.
Oh, nice.
And get in by 3. all right, so that is February 19th at the Orange County Convention Center, America's Got Talent. Pleasure to meet you. Thank you for coming in.
Nice to meet you as well.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.